Okay, Paul and Margaret, would you come up? I'm so excited to spend a little bit of time finding out a little bit more about what's going on with Paul and Margaret right now. And then we're going to gather around and pray for them because we bumped into each other in Costa. And nothing happens by coincidence in Costa, I find. And I was just really excited to hear about what's happening with you. So let's go back a bit first. For anyone who might not know who Paul and Margaret are, let's go back to a little bit earlier. So how did you end up coming to this area?
That wasn't the question you told me to answer.
let me read these ones out.
Right, we moved here because somebody wanted to be near our grandchildren, which we hadn't got. Somebody wanted to move to a warmer house, because we lived in an old house. It was warm, but it was an 18th century cottage. So parts of it were cold, and parts of it were warm. And Margaret and me wanted a warmer house. So we thought we'd move down, and we, you know, combine both things together, move down to this area. And then Janine became pregnant, so that was the crunch. So we sold reasonably quickly, but we had to put all our furniture in storage and go on holiday for 3 months while our house was being finished off. And eventually we ended up in this area. Obviously then we moved into the house in Radstock, and I've got to pass it over now.
Okay. When we first decided we were going to move, we prayed that the Lord would give us a verse of scripture or give us a word that would take us on that journey. And the scripture he gave us was Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. You will know this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And the Lord kept reminding us of that along that journey, because we ended up living on an estate, and originally we thought, no, we don't want to live on an estate. And when we first moved, came down to the area, we felt we were going to be living in Midsummer Norton because that's where our daughter lived. But the Lord had other ideas. He wanted us to live in Radstock. And again, we had to trust him that the place and the house that we finally ended up with was the place where the Lord wanted us to be. And in the last 2 years, we're so grateful that he put us there. It was totally not what we expected or even what we wanted, but it was where the Lord wanted us, and that's the best place to be. When we first moved here, we tried a few churches in the area, and then we came to Welton, and we had such an amazingly warm welcome. It was like being wrapped in a lovely warm blanket. It was wonderful. We joined the Nomads house group and made even more friends. We had great times together, and we felt really at home. We even went to Hebron Hall, made more friends there, and then we were very brave and we volunteered for Enfest to be group leaders. Thankfully, we didn't get gunged, so that was a real plus.
No chance, mate. You missed your chance.
So, but you're not worshipping here any longer. Why not?
Well, this is me, is it?
Yes.
Oh, right. We were very happy here. And, yeah, we enjoyed coming here. But then every time somebody said, how about becoming members, we had a nagging doubt in our minds. And God said, I've called you to Radstock. So we put it off for a long time. And then we decided, well, God's pointing us towards St. Nick's, because we tried the others in Radstock. And when we went there, we knew straight away that it was the right place for us to be and to worship there. And it's very different to here, obviously. And I said to God, look, I don't want liturgy, mate. I've done all that before. No chance. I've got to go. And that was it. Oh, yeah, it's question three now. That was it. Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry, we've got this all rehearsed, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, what is God doing through you at the moment that we can then pray for?
That was me again. Right. Well, I'm obviously carrying on with the food bank. I've started a maintenance team of two. So we can do stuff in the church centre. We can't do stuff in the church without getting faculties and stuff, so that takes a bit of a while. I'm involved in Men United, and we're starting in Radstock something called Who Let the Dads Out, which is where dads and children come together, play games, do homework, possibly, no chance. The aim is to make that the dad's church after 5 or 6 years. So there'll be Christian men witnessing to the men who turn up with their children, and hopefully they'll start asking questions, and then we can make that their church. That's the plan anyway.
For me, when we first started at St. Nick's, the mum and toddler group was almost at the point of folding. Their numbers had dropped. The two mums that ran it had their own children there. They were struggling, and the children were getting older, so they weren't able to carry on. And they found out that I used to run a mum and toddler group in the Forest of Dean. So they asked me if I would help and give them advice and be part of a team. So a team from the church, so it's all church members, we decided to take it on. And the Lord has done the most amazing things there. We started off with maybe 3 or 4 families. And within, I think it's 10 months, we're now up to 19 families. Probably got more on the books, you know, so that's on a Friday. And one of the things that we felt we had to do right at the beginning was we had to make it distinctive. It had to be it had to be Christian. It had to have Christian principles. And we were very open with the mums that we were Christians. We were open with them to say things that we believed God answers prayer. If ever they needed prayer, they could ask any one of us and we would pray for them or with them. And we have been blown away by the number that have come to us and asked for prayer. And the Lord does not disappoint when people ask for prayer. And we've had incredible answers to prayer for those mums. And then they tell other mums that people are praying for them. So that's an ongoing delight, really. That the work the Lord's doing with those mums there in, and they're all from the Radstock area, which is great. Together, we've been asked to lead an all-age celebration once a month. So we've done 3 now, and obviously with the intention of, the mums from Tiggies and their families coming in.
Sunbeams.
Not Tiggies, Sunbeams, I mix it up. And we've also started a house group. There were no house groups at St. Nick's. And we love being part of a house group. We feel it's so important to meet with other Christians in the week. And we had such a great time with the Nomads. So we asked David if we could start a house group. He was absolutely thrilled. So we've got 13 people meeting in our home.
It's supposed to be 9.
It was. And we couldn't turn people away. They were so thrilled. So we have our house group and we have our all-age celebration. And so Brilliant. That's it at the moment.
Well, that's quite a lot, isn't it? So I think we need to get round you. You're right to stand here, right in the middle. And I think what we need to do is stand up if you can and just really enclose them. Yeah, not you, the rest of them. They're all sat down. And I'll pass the mic around. We just two or three prayers. We just want to encourage and thank God for you. So I'll start us off and then I'll keep my eyes open. Look out for someone grabbing the mic. Lord God, I'm just so excited about Paul and Margaret and the way they've just stepped out into everything you've put before them with confidence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit clearly at work in them. And we just pray for you to just continue to equip them and resource them and give them rest in the in-betweens. Lord, give them really good Sabbath rest. In Jesus' name, amen.